A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Glory to you, O Lord. In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that the whole world should be enrolled. This was the first enrollment when Quirinius was governor of Syria. So all went to be enrolled, each to his own town. And Joseph, too, went up from Galilee, from the town of Nazareth to Judea, to the city of David that is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and family of David, to be enrolled with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child. While they were there, the time came for her to have her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son. She wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. The Gospel of the Lord. There's something mysterious about Luke's account of the Nativity. We have these details about the decree from Caesar, that Quirinius was governor, that Joseph and Mary went up to Bethlehem to be enrolled in the city of David. But then when it comes to the actual moment of Christ's birth, Luke only tells us that Mary gave birth to her firstborn son, wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. Sure, there are the message of the angels to the shepherd, the angelic choirs singing the Gloria, and the visit of the shepherds to the Christ child. But all of those events, moments, happen after Christ's birth. When it comes to the actual birth itself, even the details we have, a swaddled baby and a manger, are things that also happen after the Christ is born. And in this, I think that Luke is intentionally leaving things vague. Rather than describing the actual birth with all its mysterious miraculousness, we are left wondering. We are left to speculate. We are left to meditate on what actually happened. And this, I think, fits so beautifully into one of Luke's great insights into the Immaculate Heart of Mary. As he says a few verses later, and then again later in the same chapter during the finding in the temple, Mary kept all these things, reflecting on them in her heart. In a sense, it seems that Luke is inviting us into this Marian meditation. By not revealing the details of the Nativity, he's offering us the chance to come to Bethlehem and to sit at the feet of the Blessed Mother so that she can tell us about her child. She who kept the moment of his birth deep within her immaculate heart and reflected on it throughout her life. She can be the one to explain to us what happened and how all that was taking place was for the good of our souls and for our salvation. In other words, Luke's uncharacteristic brevity about one of the most important moments in salvation history actually seems to be an invitation for us to not stop there, but to turn to the Blessed Virgin and ask her to teach us about this great mystery. Isn't this what we do when we pray the rosary? Isn't this what we can do while we pray here tonight? Sitting before the incarnate Word, the Word made flesh, the Son of the Immaculate Virgin, present here among us in this most blessed sacrament, we have the beautiful chance today during this octave of his nativity to ask his mother to reveal him to us, to help us understand the import of this mystery so that we may live in its fruits. Lord Jesus, we come to adore you, present before us in a new sort of manger, wrapped not in swaddling clothes, but with the precious metals of a monstrance, and surrounded by jewels coming from the love of your people. We come to adore you, eternally begotten of the Father, but now born in time for us. And we sit here with the presence of your Blessed Mother and ours, so that she might enlighten our minds and inflame our hearts with your grace, with the truth and love that flowed from Bethlehem and now flow forth in this place. Please pour out your blessings upon us this Christmas season, so that as we meditate on your nativity, we too may keep these things, reflecting on them in our hearts, and one day come to your eternal home, not the house of bread of Bethlehem, but the kingdom of peace in the new Jerusalem. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.